It's 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, Jim Roof from Los Angeles. More of Scotty J with the Suburban Perspective. Clyde Lewis from News at Ground Zero. At the Ministry of Truth, your president, prophet, seer, and revelator. Make way for Tim Riley.
Time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Somebody robbed the Sherry's in Wilsonville in the middle of the night.
Happened at 3 o'clock this morning.
The robber is a white man in his 40s, 6 foot 2 inches tall, 180 pounds. He has a sore on his left cheek and has been seen wearing a clear plastic glove on one hand.
Oh, for picking.
Gross.
Fantastic. Was this an armed robbery?
Hardly so.
Yeah, because they never close, right? Because where would the drama kids go?
Mm-hmm.
All right, fantastic. A sore on one cheek and a plastic glove on one hand. I wonder if it's a sore, if it's just like an opening, if he can push his finger all the way through his cheek into his mouth.
Oh, my God, what is wrong with you?
Fantastic.
Mm. Don't say that.
What kind of sound would that make? Hold on.
Oh, we don't want to think about that.
And then just wiggle the finger around. Excellent. Who robbed it? How much money could there be at a Sherry's at 3 in the morning? For God's sake.
Waffles are like $2.99.
That is true, except that there's just a bunch of goth kids hanging out and nursing a one plate of fries with a thing of ranch and three coffees for 5 hours. There's no money to be made. Rob something else. Rob a, what should people rob?
Nothing else is open.
That's, well, but those places are the easiest to rob. Let's end this line of conversation.
Ellis Salem area woman has been killed at a recycling center.
Oh.
70-year-old Geraldine Hebert was run over by her son with a family car.
The family car?
Now, Ricky Hebert was backing up his mom's truck at the recycling center and pinned her between the tailgate and the concrete wall, breaking both her legs.
Oh.
And then it pushed her 15 feet into a garbage pit.
Jesus.
What a way to go.
Jesus God. That's the worst death ever.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid runs over you, breaks your legs, and then you fall into a pit of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That really is just all the bad endings put together at once.
It is.
And you know, here's the thing, is to balance that out on the karmic wheel, there's someone who's being suffocated to death in a pile of kittens and roses. You know what I mean? There's someone who's going to be smothered between a million pounds of flowers and unicorns. That's to make up for the breaking of the legs in the garbage pit.
Good God.
Well, recycling comes for us all eventually. She herself has been recycled.
Ashes to ashes.
In the circle of life. When... Let's move on.
On to Reddit, Nicole Smith News. There's lots of it. A newspaper in the Bahamas publishing two photographs on its front page today.
Who?
Anna Nicole Smith.
No, but I mean, who's publishing the photos?
A NASA newspaper.
It's not a NASA newspaper.
NASA newspaper.
NASA. NASA's still busy with the woman who was driving around on a diaper full of poo.
Well, this is in the Bahamas.
Oh, okay. All right.
Apparently, these photographs show Anna Nicole Smith lying in bed, fully clothed in a loving embrace with the Bahamian immigration minister who approved her application for permanent residency.
I've seen those.
They look lovingly into each other's eyes with their faces only a couple inches apart while lying on bed decorated with pink flowers and a white ribbon.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Okay, so there's two. I've seen this one. He kind of looks like Borat a little bit, if I remember it correctly, but maybe not. I glanced at it this morning. Is her with the guy, the Bahamian guy, who's in charge of, like, you can stay and you can go, like, in terms of who can stay in the country. And it's her and the baby, I think, and him. I just saw the one where they have their arms around each other and they're looking at the photograph like it's a Sears picture,
mm-hmm.
looking at the camera.
That's
the other
I'm
one, though, I didn't see the one with the pink flower petals and the looking into each other's eyes.
Well, they wouldn't want it any other way, I suppose.
Well, it looks like we have another potential sperm donor. That brings the total number. We should get a whiteboard. Oh, we do have a whiteboard in here. All right, hold on. All right, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to erase the whiteboard. I'm going to erase the stuff that's on here now. I have nothing with which to... Can I use your sweater?
Sure.
No, oh, okay. Not mine.
Yeah,
okay,
use my scarf.
Okay, I'm going to erase Sarah's whiteboard.
All right. A whiteboard is being erased as we speak.
All right, we're going to... A list of the people... Let's see. Anna's baby daddies. parenthetically, potential. All right, this is a list of people who could be Anna Nicole Smith's kids.
Daniel.
All right, Daniel, her son. Let's see, Howard K. Stern,
What's his name? Larry Hornbeck? What's his name? Larry...
No, Hornbeck was the kid who was kidnapped.
What's the
kid? Who are you talking about? Zsa Zsa Gabor?
No, the photographer. What's his name?
Oh, Larry...
Burkhead?
Burkhead. Burkhead.
Burkhead.
Burkhead.
Zsa Zsa...
Gabor.
Gabor's...
Attention-seeking husband.
Attention-seeking husband. And now, who's this guy, Tim?
Oh, this is, let's see.
The prime minister or something?
No, no, no. He is in charge of something else here. Let me look.
But he's the Bahamian guy.
Yeah, the Bahamian guy.
Bahamian guy. All right, excellent. Okay, so that's five.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus, is there anybody she hasn't... All right, okay. We'll put that over here. Fantastic. All right.
Excellent. Well done. All right. So apparently, Howard K. Smith gave this tell-all interview to Entertainment Tonight, and they're airing pieces of this tonight. I'm loading this up right now.
Right.
Apparently, he shed many a tear.
We have that. Let me know when the audio is ready.
There we go.
There we go.
Just wanted to pray for Anna.
Anna Marion.
Okay. Is that it? Well, no, it's... I
wanted to pray that she's safe.
Okay, it's got to load here.
Okay, this is... This is, I read the piece this morning where he said this.
Yeah, dude.
We'll let this load and come back to
it. The clip like Anna Nicole Smith's last moments is coming in fitful gasps.
The alleged contents of her refrigerator may shed light on the cause of her death, according to photos obtained by TMZ. A small fridge in the former Playboy Playmate's Bahamian home contained methadone and Slim Fast shakes. A bottle of Trim Spa, the diet company Smith was a spokeswoman for, sits next to the refrigerator. The New York Post reports that when Smith's companion Howard K. Stern heard of the photos, he accused their landlord, G. Ben Thompson, of breaking into the home and staging the pics following Smith's death last Thursday. Her attorney, another one apparently, Wayne Monroe, also said that Thompson and his crew took a computer, paintings, and drawings of Smith from the home. Thompson's a lawyer. Everyone has 10 to 12 lawyers here. Godfrey Pinner says these accusations are a lie. So let's go back to the Howard K. Stern interview here.
Just wanted them to pray for Anna. Just wanted them to pray that she's safe. That she's happy. That she's with Daniel.
These are big tears. Here come the tears.
I just wanted to be with Daniel, and I hope that they're happy. I just hope that wherever she is, that she doesn't have to go through everything that she's been dragged through out here in this life. And it wasn't fair. She's such a wonderful person.
I wish I could really act.
You can totally. I can hear this being played back in a court of law after he's getting, you know, alleged. And this is alleged, but I mean, after they play it back, they find out that he killed her.
Oh, that's Sarah Dillon's opinion,
that's
by the way. Something that might. Opinion only.
But can you not hear that audio being replayed back in court?
Totally. Again, you see how broken up my client was? I read the piece this morning where he said that the baby is, quote, now his only reason for living. No, in fact, he wouldn't put it that way. He said the baby, what is it, Daniel Lynn or whatever the baby is the, quote, the only thing keeping him alive.
Well, apparently, attorney Ted Nelson said whoever has custody of the baby has $500 million.
Whoever has the child is going to have the purse strings, and when you're talking about $474 million, it does make people come out of the woodworks, like the Prince, and like the rumors about there being Howard Marshall's child. You're going to hear all kinds of stuff until they can determine who the father of that child is.
What do you mean that Howard Marshall's child? He died like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yes, but he froze some sperm.
Oh, my
God. Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know that that's true?
Yeah.
Hold on.
This is ridiculous.
The whiteboard has another name. Oh, J. Howard Marshall. I love this country. I love this story. J. Howard Marshall. Are you kidding me? There's now six people claiming to the father. That's fantastic. All right.
Apparently, Bahamian authorities had a face-to-face meeting with Howard K. Stern. Police sources say two subjects are on the table. Stern's allegation of a break-in in the house in which he's staying in the investigation into Daniel Smith's death. Smith alleged that the owner of the house, G. Ben Thompson, broke into the premises and changed the locks after Nicole died.
See if we have anything else here. Well, this is all changing by the moment.
That's what I mean. It's just 5 minutes ago.
Well,
we got the wrong
place. Entertainment Tonight paid Howard K. Stern $1 million for that interview, part of which you just heard.
Jesus. All right. Yes. Well, we'll keep you. Clearly we're going to need an Anna watch. I guess we might just use the Anna Nicole theme from her TV show or something. I mean,
and there will be no gurgling in it, Rick.
You're so. You're so dead. That's it. That's what it's going to be. You're so dead. Scotty, if you can find the Anna Nicole,
send it to him. Can you send it to him?
I don't know that I still have it from last week. I'll look for it. It's just that, you know, that Anna Nicole, you're so dead. That's funny right there. See, sometimes brevity really is the soul of wit. Okay, we've got some calls here that I should get to. Let's see. Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Mike.
Michael.
Michael was going to resolve the Grammys thing. We never did find out what was up with Smokey Robinson saying masturbate. Let's see. We'll get Jim. Hello, Jim. For the love of sweet Christ almighty. Scotty's typing. They were there, I swear. All right. Jennifer, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, Rick.
Hi,
Jennifer. I've had time to cool my jets.
Okay.
First of all, I can't decide if it's the best or the worst segment with Scotty. Because it's like, it's so good because you ask these great questions and you step back. And it's so bad because of, he's just an idiot. I'm sorry. But he just never answers anything with any sort of, knowledge. The whole Dixie Chicks thing, he doesn't even know what they said. I'm just so mad. I can't even. First of all, they don't hate America. They never said that. Never, never, never. You never said you didn't like them. You were always, yay, they're finally on the top of the charts.
Right.
That's awesome. So, I think what they said was, they were ashamed that the president was from Texas.
Right.
And I think that's all that they said. They didn't support the war. They never once used the word, you know, we don't support our president, we don't support America, and we're against America.
Right.
So, I'm sorry, but freedom of speech is freedom of speech. They should be allowed to say what they want to say, whether it's on this side of the Atlantic or not.
You're just talking liberal gibberish now, Jennifer.
I know I am. I'm sorry. I'm a tree hugger, and I'm proud of it. So,
all right.
Scotty can hate me if he wants.
No, he's summed up your entire call. He's just typed in the screen, she's a lib. That's all he's done.
Yes, I am.
All right.
So that's no problem, but I think that they got their just desserts with what they got. They're awesome. They got their Grammy for their music.
All right.
So,
thank
and, you know, but ask Scotty this. Does he listen to Toby Keith?
All right. Let's see. I'll make a note to myself because we're going to have him back on later on. So, Toby Keith, Scotty. All right. I'll make sure that we'll ask. All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Take on that.
All right.
But Toby Keith can say whatever he wants to.
Okay, there you go. That's a goddamn phone call. All right, thank you. That's Jennifer there. All right. Okay. Well, I'd like to... I wonder what she sounded like before she settled down. It's 503. So seriously, Rick, I'm cool with my chest. Let me talk about Scotty!
There's something a little infuriating about him.
A little. Yeah, just a little. 503-733-2970. Our good friend Kristen from accounting joins us on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hello.
Hey, what's up with you, sister?
You know, God bless Jennifer, because I, too, was having trouble controlling my outbursts.
Yeah. We've learned sometimes that we have to give adequate time for the callers to respond to Scotty, because he does seem to trigger some sort of a volcanic reaction in people.
He just makes you a little bit crazy.
Yes, that's true.
But, and, you know, I know you're going to have him back on again, but I'm not quite understanding why. So he's kind of saying that musicians can only write about Scotty J approved subject matter.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. So, you know, musicians,
right,
such as the Dixie Chicks, they can only discuss such things as Scotty J approved subject matter.
And only in this country.
And only in this country.
And only in this country.
Yeah, no, it's, you can think about lawns, for example.
Yeah.
Or perhaps Go-Gurt, cheese singles, maybe plush carpeting.
Well, and it's funny that he thinks that, you know, the Dixie Chicks are spouting off about liberal gibberish, when it seems to me that every day Scotty J just kind of regurgitates whatever right-wing gibberish he's been listening to without really understanding what he's talking about.
The best part is during all of these calls, just Scotty angrily typing out one missive to another, or after another on the screen to me. So,
well, we already kind of had it out off the air before I got on.
Scotty, what? We've talked about arguing with the callers during the screening process.
Well, the best part was he said, he keeps saying that you're twisting his words around, but it's really kind of you repeating exactly what he's saying.
What with my leaving the microphone open and just letting him say whatever he wants?
That's really twisting
his words. How dare I? All right. Thank you, Kristen.
God love you.
All right, our good friend Kristen. There you go. Here's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. I think it's God playing it. The funny thing is, I had that all queued up over here, too. I had it right here, and I was all ready to play it. Fantastic.
Great minds and all that.
That group of traitors.
Liberals.
Mucked away with some statues. Given away by some pinkos.
Hate America.
All right. Okay. Yes, indeed. Natalie Maines, the worst of the Dixie Chicks, finds herself in unfamiliar territory when accepting the Traitor of the Year Song Award.
I, for the first time in my life, am speechless.
And she's on American soil.
Thank you, Marty and Emily, for, you know, sticking by me. I told you I'd take you to the Grammy. Stick with me.
And this is what they wanted, because I got the list here. They got the, Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and the Country Album of the Year, by the way.
That's a spanking.
Seriously, I mean, God, could there be any more of just an implied shove this in all of that? Which, you know what it is? This is really reminiscent of when Johnny Cash won. Because it was like 4 years in a row or some crap that Johnny Cash won Country Album of the Year. There wasn't any country station. There still isn't any country station in America that plays Johnny Cash.
No.
In fact, the Dixie Chicks themselves noted that. There was that song where they said they have all the money, but they don't have cash. It's like, I know American Recordings with the first one he put out, which was like a 94. That one didn't get played anywhere on any. It got played on alternative stations. That was about it. And he took out that great ad. I think it was in Billboard saying him and Rick Rubin took out that great ad where it's like him giving the finger to the camera. It was like, thank you. Thank you to country radio for your support. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Then the Dixie Chicks won their third award of the night.
Bam.
Well, to quote the great Simpson. Off right now. I'm very sorry about that.
How bring the J household?
Well, to quote the great Simpson.
How great is that?
A lot of people just turn their TVs off right now. I'm very sorry about that.
You know, and here's
I can just picture, I can feel Scotty's rage. In
to quote the great Simpson.
Let's just play that over and over again, constantly, all day long.
To quote the great Simpson.
It's kind of obnoxious, but
it's obnoxious, but here's the thing about it. Here's why it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. I was talking to somebody about Kanye West the other day. Maybe it was you. It might be you.
We were talking about this morning?
No, it was the other day. We were talking about Kanye West, and it was somebody that was saying they didn't like him because he was just so full of himself. He was just such a braggart.
I have a problem with him with that.
And here's the only reason I don't. I'm not saying he's like a guy I want to hang out with all the time. I'm sure it might become a little tiresome. But you know what? There's a long and noble tradition in pop music and especially rock and roll. That is a long storied tradition in rock and roll of the self-aggrandizement. The inflation of self and the talking about how great you are and I am the greatest and we're the best and we're the greatest goddamn band in the history of the world, and all other bands bow down before us, and bragging and boasting and talking about your own achievements and really, you know, just shoving it in everybody's faces. I mean, people have been doing that in rock and roll for 60 years. And so, and of course, you know, it's an art form in and of itself in the world of hip-hop. So the fact, and the, you know, the thing is, there are so many people who will seize on that soundbite. They'll seize on that soundbite of her making the Nelson Muntz noise, and they'll just crucify her with that, probably, for being bitchy or for being whiny or obnoxious or whatever. Well, you know what? That stuff happens in rock and roll all the time. People in rock and roll are obnoxious, and they're braggarts, and they're boastful, and they're loud, and they're crude, and they say a bunch of stuff that's, you know, that is not socially acceptable. And that's just kind of the way it is.
They don't toe the party line.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, you know, that's kind of what that's all about.
Country music used to be like that, too.
Well, that's the other thing, is country music used
more
to be...
More so than rock.
Country music used to be a place where you could go if you were rebellious. Country music used to be a place where you could have outspoken beliefs that were not in line with the cultural norm, where you could go and you could express rebellion or a contrary nature or politics of whatever stripe, you know, and... So, how weird, and it's like, God, Toby Keith is the worst of the bunch, and I know that everybody picks on Toby Keith because he's an easy target, but come on, man. The idea, God, I saw this.
That guy just makes me shudder.
All the wrong information.
I saw this piece about Toby Keith the other day. We're talking about him as like being like an outlaw country singer. He's, you know, the new outlaws. And the idea that you are somehow an outlaw country singer by supporting the president, what does he do?
Guess what I still have access to.
What is this? This isn't Toby Keith, is it?
I never asked you.
Oh, I hate you. Why are you doing this?
I don't know. I still had a couple music.
The fact that all it takes to be an outlaw now is to support the government is a little creepy. What does he do that's outrageous? You'll never get this. He supports the government. What an outlaw.
And he sells out for Ford truck commercials.
Scotty tapping his screen. Everybody that calls to support me is gone.
Well, to quote the great Simpson.
All right, we take a break. Back after this, more of Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth, Clyde Lewis later on. Part two of the Suburban Perspective with Scotty J. I'll do top five Jim Roop as well. You say there's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
$1 million makeover challenge.
Want a viper? Want some money? Want to play?
Win a chance to party at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Like my body?
Then get dieting, exercising, and Crimspot X32 and enter the $1 million makeover challenge.
Crimspot, baby!
Oh, it's so creepy!
She's advertising for the hotel she died in. Oh man!
Well, like that. Look, let's just be honest. It's the thing, best thing ever happened in that place. You know, if I ever go through Hollywood, Florida, I'm going to stay there. You know I am, and I'm going to ask for the Anna Nicole Death Room.
Oh my!
They won't
God.
Give it to me, but I'll ask for it. 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. Rick, I do not give a rat's ass about the Dixie Chicks. My question is this. Is this a setup? Is Scotty J really a simple bastard? Are you guys just doing this to generate calls? It has to be an act. If so, it really works. Keep it up. Thank you, sir.
Can we say now that it is not an act?
Oh, no. No, in no way.
It,
we
it
are
is
not.
In no way.
It is not the Phil Hendry program. We don't script anything. So.
Except that we're going after the Lars demographics.
It's true, really.
He said it all to himself for too long.
It's really just our shameless attempt to pander to the extreme right wing of this fine metropolitan area. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the Ground Zero Lounge and ClydeLewis.com, our good friend Clyde Lewis. Hello, sir.
Scotty J actually had, in the old studio, he had an American flag carved out of wood on his wall.
Yeah, to be fair, I think that predated his time.
Oh, it predated his time. Well, it just so fit, you know, because he was sitting there, he's all American.
He was next to a country music station, but he is an all-American lad. You look at him, he does scream Commander USA.
Yes, he does. He is definitely one of those guys who, you know, believes. He's still a believer. Thank God he's a believer.
So what's up in the world of Clyde Lewis?
Well, I don't know. Did you hear that they're bringing back Jericho, that TV show? They're bringing back that TV show back after it was dismal and people didn't want to hear about nuclear disasters.
Is Jericho like that Left Behind?
No, Jericho is that movie about a nuclear disaster and how America deals with nuclear war.
Wow.
They deal with a nuclear bomb in a Midwestern city.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, well, nobody really saw it. That's why they canceled it, but they're bringing it back because of the success of 24 and how we're blowing up Los Angeles. Now we want to blow up Kansas.
Well, I second that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just seems to me that we have bombs on the mind. That's why we chase after cartoons, like we did last week, chasing after the...
Oh, the Moon and Ice,
in
Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, in fact, my whole show last week was about, I called it the superb old bomb scare. It was basically the idea that, you know, everybody thought it was going to be a bomb going off of the Super Bowl. There was actually bombs that were sent to several areas in Chicago and Kansas City, and we're actually on high terror alert right now. Nobody knows that, but we are. So it's kind of interesting to know that Jericho is coming back, and we get to watch the dismal bombs going off on television, preparing us for what may happen in the near future.
More to the point, who do you think is the father of Anna Nicole Smith's kid?
I think the old guy is.
Jay Howard, what, you think it's his frozen sperm?
Yeah, that's why it's been such a quiet... But I think, here's something I want to tell you about Anna Nicole Smith. I think people are being too cruel to her. I think that you're going to find out she died of natural causes. I think you're going to find out that she died of exhaustion. And the fact
it's not natural causes that die when you're 39.
What do you think it is that she, because they're saying that she threw up like a bunch of white stuff before she died. What do you think that was?
She yo-yoed her weight. Her weight was yo-yoing, and I think that's what killed her. That's what killed Cass Elliot. Nobody thought that she was on drugs. You know, and that's the thing, is that, you know, I think we're paying too much attention to what we've seen in Anna Nicole Smith being drugged up. Or, you know, I mean, she was depressed. She was unhappy a lot. I mean, she had some tragedy in her life.
She had a refrigerator full of methadone.
Look,
I've been down before, but I don't really have a refrigerator full of heroin detox medication.
The autopsy says she had no pills in her system.
Yeah, but methadone isn't a pill.
Well, what I'm saying is that whatever she was on or whatever is not the situation. I think that, first of all, it's a distraction, and second of all, I think comparing her to Marilyn Monroe is premature. And
that's
I
retarded.
It is retarded, and I think that we need to leave her alone. In fact, I don't know if you watched CNN the other day. Wolf Blitzer was on, and can't remember the guy's name that does. He's a reporter.
Oh, the guy that said Nicole Smith's still dead.
Yeah, she's still dead.
Yeah.
That's exactly, you know, I don't know if he meant it, meaning that he didn't like Anna Nicole Smith, or if it's just, this is too cruel. And not only that, but that other guy, the other guy that thinks he's the father of the child, wants a DNA test of her. Why? Because he's just being cruel, and he's being sick. I mean, you don't need a DNA test on Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, I think that the fear, though, is that the baby, they don't want him to switch babies. Yeah, the mom is saying that that Howard K. Stern might, because the baby's so young, then he might switch babies and you'd never know. And so they want a DNA test of Anna Nicole Smith so they can prove that the baby that they test is
but
hers.
But if you switch the baby, then what you do is you get a DNA test to find out that none of the fathers match, not even Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband. I mean, this is just a mess. It's a distraction. It's a mess. And quite frankly, I think that, you know, it's kind of a non-story.
And yet, look how much you know about it.
Well, I know about it because I remember getting emails from people. I guess your show mentioned that I'd be finding a conspiracy theory in all this, and I got a lot of emails from people saying, well, what, there's got to be a conspiracy theory, you know, and people say, we know you, Clyde, you're going to come up with something. No, I'm just sad for her. I think it's just a sad story, a very tragic story, but what I have come up with, though, when you think about Anna Nicole Smith's dead and several other people who have died, I am noticing a trend, and it's something that I think I'm going to touch on a little bit. After my mother had passed away, I had looked into, you know, people who, I mean, she died at, what, 66? She was about 66 years old or 64 years old. And she passed away, and it was really interesting about it is that she died of cancer, and there was no way to treat her. And I was looking after that. I was noticing a lot of young people who have passed away, and I'm talking relatively young, and we're told that our life expectancy is anywhere between 75 and 85 years of age. I'm seeing a lot of people passing away a lot earlier from things that, you know, normally wouldn't kill them. And I think what we're getting is, I think we're being lied to. I think we're being lied to by the Centers for Disease Control. I think we're being lied to by...
You're a real upper today. You're really putting me in a jovial mood. I got a spring in my step now.
But what I'm saying is I think that more people are dying young, and I think they're lying and skewing the results. I really do. I mean, what's happy to talk about today, really? I mean, I was following the other day a dog with no ears, if that's what you want to talk about. And I think that Bat Boy will eventually run for president. But, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, okay, here's some good news. North Korea has disarmed their nuclear weapons arsenal. There's some good news for you.
What will people be seeing you do at the Ground Zero Lounge tonight?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just...
It's nice.
No, I mean...
At least you'll be drunk.
There are a lot of things that are happening that I've predicted and talked about before. And I think another thing that people should pay attention to are these UFO stories that are just coming like gangbusters. I mean, you can just go anywhere. Type in, go into Google, and then hit news and type UFO. Mainstream news categories are now talking about UFOs. And it's, I mean, here's a funny thing. Here's the funniest story of all. The funniest story about UFOs comes out of the Hindu Times today. There were three Hindus that were in the Middle East. They were hit by a UFO and were killed. And this is...
That is funny.
They were praying, and they were hit by something that they only described. It's called a UFO kind, is what they call it. It's their word for UFO. So they don't know what it is now. It's just possibly a meteorite hit them or something.
I love the idea that maybe they were actually praying to the thing in the sky. They got closer and closer, and then it brained them.
It did. It just totaled them completely. So, I mean, yeah, UFOs do kill people. But there have been a lot of UFO stories in the news, and I did a whole thing called UFO Clichés, and believe me, all the UFO clichés are being talked about in the newsroom, like, news from out of this world, UFO lands, and, you know, whatever. And it's becoming more and more of a funny thing to watch how news reporters do cover the UFO thing, and there are a lot of them out there.
Well, check out Clyde Lewis at the Ground Zero Lounge tonight, 8 o'clock at Dante's, and
also
online at ClydeLewis.com.
Another thing, they're going to be showing America, Sack to Fascism or something, at Dante's. They're showing movies now, like Terror Storm, and all these great films that are, in fact, it was number one on Google just yesterday, America, Fact of Fascism, and it's an amazing piece. So if you want to check it out, it's playing at 6 o'clock at Dante's tonight.
Excellent. Immediately preceding Clyde Lewis. There you go. Clyde Lewis tonight, 8 o'clock at the Ground Zero Lounge at Dante's. Thank you, my friend. And ClydeLewis.com is the website for that. All right. Good God Almighty. All right. Boy, what a...
Who wants to hear about Big Red, the Red Rooster, who's the official mascot of SIO?
What a ray of sunshine that guy was today. Red, we're all dying young, and no one will tell us the truth.
All right, well, I'd rather have the black plate special, sir.
Bournemouth died. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, Big Red, the rooster and the official mascot of SIO, lives on.
Okay.
You remember Big Red? He died last July after a dog mauled him while he was walking his daily rounds along Main Street in SIO. That's a small Oregon town.
Well, the rooster that lived without his head for like a year?
No, that's a different rooster.
Right.
This rooster had his head.
Okay.
Well, the rooster has been mounted by a SIO taxidermist and placed on a small piece of wood, stringed with grapes and grapevines. It was unveiled to a welcome home Big Red party at the store where he lived since 1998. Tears cascaded down the cheeks of several of the townspeople where Big Red once lived.
That's what I wanted done with my body, by the way. I wanted to mount on a small piece of wood and have it strung with grapevine and leaves. And then roll me down a hill somewhere.
So even though you may walk around the town of SIO, Oregon, you can still be greeted by Big Red. But now he's mounted on a piece of wood. Looks pretty handsome, too. They did a nice job.
Fantastic. Rick, Scotty J is what makes this country great. Where else could a functionally retarded adult make enough money to afford a full-screen TV in the shower? I'm just saying, that's mean, sir. That's not the opinion of the Rick Emerson Show. We don't endorse that opinion at all. Let's see, what else do we have here? Never mind. Just a whole bunch of Ann Nicole Smith musings that are basically stuff we've already said. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, let's talk about the subject of patriotism, shall we? Military officials say there's a growing body of evidence that Iranian weapons are being used to kill our troops in Iraq. Senator Arlen Specter said the U.S. must confront Iran with the evidence that it gathered against the country.
I believe that we ought to be talking to Iran, ought to be talking to Syria. We know that without negotiations, we're not going to solve our differences with Iran, and with them, we might. Listen, the old saying is accurate, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Iran is a terrible, terrible country.
tape them. Do it now. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're looking on Portland Craigslist under musicians, I would like to point to somebody sent this to me. I think we have a Rick Emerson listening band out there somewhere. Guess what band is seeking an amazing guitarist? Anna Nicole's missing nipple. That's a Craigslist ad. Anna Nicole's missing nipple seeks amazing guitarist. Age 20 to 30, hardcore only. We are serious. Have practice space and PA and want to drop a CD ASAP. Absolutely no classic rock. If you suggest or play a quote, you will be beaten to a bloody pulp and dumped in Beaverton with a you're fired note in your pocket. If you have the gear and you shred, and isn't all the you're is spelled like you are, if you have the gear and you shred, E up, I guess. Is that how the kids say email now? E up?
I don't know. I brought in with the kids.
If you'd like to shred for Anna Nicole's...
Goofy drawers and whatnot.
And the loud music.
If you'd like to play guitar for Anna Nicole's missing nipple, just check out the Portland Craigslist Multnomah County Musicians section. Rick, what if Howard K. Stern is really in the Marshall's family's pocket all this time and it's just an operative placed there by a billionaire family to get their money back?
Clyde?
Yeah. let's see. What else do we have? Rick, ask Scotty J if he knows that President Bush is not a Texan. Yeah, I know. He's born in Pennsylvania. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, anyway, what's the Iranian president up to today, you ask? Well, he was a special guest on Good Morning America, and he said we shouldn't be in Iraq anyway.
This was childish of the U.S. government to do something like that, arresting defenseless people, not allowing them to talk to anyone, and just publishing information in a kind of biased way.
Who?
It's the president of Iran.
And he's on what?
Good Morning America.
I thought Good Morning America just did, like, recipes and hero dogs and stuff like that.
No, no. Because women aren't watching it anymore.
Okay. No, they're all watching Katie Couric.
That's right. the president of Iran said U.S. claims of smuggling weapons into Iraq are absolutely ludicrous.
Can Americans close their long borders? No, but we are opposed to any kind of conflict and also the presence of foreign forces in Iraq, and that's why we are opposed to the presence of Americans.
Well, okay. Well, there you go.
Now, what's Tony So up to today? Well, he said the U.S. is not preparing for war in Iran. We're all ready for it, actually. But he will protect U.S. forces in Iraq. And he says all this Iran hype has to stop immediately.
These guys are trying to create an issue maybe for their own political fortunes, and they need to stop it. This is clearly a case where people are hyping something up. I don't know how much clearer we can be. We're not getting ready for war in Iran, but what we are doing is we're protecting our own people.
Okay.
Yes, we're not planning to use military force against Iran.
For now.
We continue to work diplomatically with the Iranians. The president's made it absolutely clear that he believes in pursuing diplomacy. We have a number of partners who have been working with us on it, and we will continue to make our views known that way.
And always partners for peace.
It always works out really well, too. Our diplomatic solutions always seem to be tremendously... We don't need to prepare for a war with Iran because we're right next door. And we're already right next door. If, unfortunately, everything's already there. Do you know what I mean?
All right, here's Tim.
Meanwhile, Senator Barack Obama, who's now a presidential candidate, is $1.5 million richer thanks to his first weekend fundraiser. The Chicago Times reports that after speaking before 7,300 people Sunday, he went to a fundraiser at the Hyatt Regency downtown of Chicago, where another 1,000 people heard Obama and his wife Michelle speak. His speech was interrupted by a group of anti-war activists. These are the kind of people Scotty warned us about, who demanded Congress stop funding the war in Iraq.
There is no reason why we wouldn't... Okay, we'll talk about that soon, too.
He's a people pleaser.
No. We don't want to get an argument. We're all in the same place.
That guy's a uniter. He is. You know, he has a voice you just want to obey. He really does. He just has a voice that you just want to follow. That's what Americans respond to there. Rick, on Friday's show, you'd mentioned that no one talks about Anna Nicole Smith's father, and you wondered where he is. There's a reason for this. Because her father is J. Howard Marshall. The same billionaire who later tracked her down and took such an interest in her career, then married her, meanwhile possibly fathering Daniel, and Daniel begat Danny Lind, to make it all the more confusing. You may be disgusted, as am I, but I say forget it, Rick.
That's the best story so far.
You know, and he throws in a Chinatown reference at the end. So, who was it? Okay, I heard, I was listening to Stephanie Miller this morning, but I was only doing it with, like, I was doing a half an ear because I was like, doing some other stuff. Who was it She was quoting, and Sarah, you may know this because you read all the gossip stuff like way more than I do. Who was quoted this morning as saying that he married some girl only because he couldn't adopt her? That his whole thing was to adopt her. But
who
then
was
he,
this?
I don't know. It was like, here's what I heard coming out of my radio this morning on Stephanie's program. It was like a lot of,
who then married the model, said it was either that or adopt her.
And
what?
I don't know who they were talking about. I don't know if it was J. Howard Marshall or if it was like the Zsa Zsa guy or whatever. It was somebody. Somebody was saying that. But I thought it might have been J. Howard Marshall, but I'm not sure. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Hillary spent the weekend campaigning in New Hampshire. She spoke out against the current policy in Iraq.
We need not just a policy of carrots, but carrots and sticks to get them to begin to deal with the internal political problems that they face.
No, we should give them carrots and sticks. I'd be appreciative if I lived in that corner of the world if somebody offered me a carrot and a stick.
You mean that we don't have to choose? I may have both the carrot and the stick.
That's democracy.
God bless America.
Freedom of choice.
We need not just a policy of carrots, but carrots and sticks to get them to begin to deal with the internal political problems that they face.
That's fantastic.
There were no carrots being offered by the current administration.
That's really where it all fell down, with the carrotless policy of the Bush administration that led to all of this. All right. Fantastic.
Rudy Giuliani was out and about in California over the weekend, hitting at a run for the White House.
We need leadership that uplifts us and moves us toward the future. You get to decide who that leader is going to be. And I wish you'd decide on me. Thank you, and God bless you.
And he's got that weird, I don't want to say it's a hair lip, but he's got that thing, although you're not supposed to call that anymore.
He is a Barney Frankism.
What are you supposed to call it now? Is it a hair lip the same thing as a cleft palate?
I'm not sure.
What is that thing that they have that they talk like this? You know, Barney Frank, you're complete. Barney Frank, who's got, it's like some sort of a, like one of those Japanese snapping turtles, but like with even, like,
I've never seen a Japanese snapping turtle.
Am I just making that animal up? Does it exist?
You could.
He makes things up all the time and people sit there and listen.
He has followers and so do you. Keep on talking about the Japanese snapping.
I'm sure people are shaking their heads. Yes, I understand exactly what I'm saying. It works for Tony Snow. See if I can get people to vote for the Japanese snapping turtle in the next election. I think I'm just making that up. I don't think there is any such creature as the Japanese snapping turtle. What was I thinking? That just doesn't make any sense.
You're comparing it to his speech patterns.
Barney Frank. Well, not his speech patterns, but his lips. I've spent a long, long time
studying Barney Frank's lips.
It's like searching for Bobby Fischer. Staring at Barney Frank's lips. Barney Frank has... Look, and I hate to sound like a superficial person, because I'm no prize to look at.
There isn't such thing as a Japanese snapping turtle.
There he is.
There's not.
Okay. He has lips that are entirely unlike those of a fictitious Japanese snapping turtle, because there is no Japanese snapping turtle. You learn something every day in this program, and then later you learn that what you learned is entirely crap. But Bonnie Frank, it's like he... I don't know what is the deal with his lips. I mean, do you know all... You all know what I'm talking about? Tim knows.
I've never studied his lips, sir.
I'm a newsman.
I was never sent to cover that on an assignment.
It's like he just has
I see what you're talking about.
Okay, but how to describe...
He does have a little turtle face. It looks like it kind of goes down under
his... Is that like
point.
A Japanese turtle
it's,
face?
Yeah.
Kind of like a Japanese snapping turtle.
That's like that.
His lips just look like they have no strength or firmness to them. They just sort of hang down like...
Looks like it's the one with all the energy.
Yeah.
And the bottom one is kind of flat.
And they just sort of... They hang down like tarps. They just sort of hang down like a... They hang down like an abandoned awning over a storefront. And then when he speaks, he has no force or power behind his words, and they just all come out like this when he talks, and it is as though he cannot actually move his lips to form words when he speaks. And if you know Barney Frank, and if you've seen him talk, you know that I'm not exaggerating. He speaks exactly like that, and he has a very strange speech pattern when he talks, and coupled with his East Coast accent, it can be very distracting to listen to. And it is amazing to me that guy has held on to office as long as he has, because Americans don't like people who look or sound or act different in any way that sort of... Look, let's just... I mean, Do you remember Mikhail Gorbachev? That guy could never have been elected in America. Why? Huge disfiguring thing on his head.
He looks like he was painting and it fell on him and he didn't get it all off.
It's as though
he got used to it.
It's as though he was on the first floor of a building.
Scrubbed and it didn't work.
Sauce won't come off. It's as though he was on the first floor of a building, and above him was a particularly slovenly barbecue store. And they were constantly dripping sauce, and it landed on his head and just stayed there. Mikhail Gorbachev had this gross, disfiguring birthmark in the front of his head. I'm sorry, but that's just what it was. Not
it was
unlike
a big purple splotchy one, right?
Yeah, not unlike that doctor on Friday who was talking about that. And it's a Cole Smith who had nothing in his stomach. And he had the weird, misshapen head, like it either had an extra piece or was missing a big chunk. I couldn't figure out which it was. You can't get elected in America if you have weird, disfiguring things on your head. And so it is with Barney Frank's lips and the way he talks. I now I got to find a sound clip of Barney Frank talking so that you know exactly what he sounds like. I don't even know why we're talking about this. How did I get started talking about Barney Frank?
We're talking about Japanese snapping turtles.
Well, yeah, they are endangered. Here's Tim Riley.
And Giuliani told the Republican Party the country needs positive leadership.
There we go.
We've got to emphasize not what we're against. We've got to emphasize what we're for.
What are we for?
We have to emphasize a positive, optimistic vision.
Yeah, no, that's why. Because he's got a less advanced case of Barney Frankitis. His speech pattern's a little more. He has a little more. His diction is a little clearer when he speaks. He's not nearly as advanced as Barney Frank's his speech impediment is. I was saying that he's got that thing that sounds like a hair lip, but then I caught myself and I was going to say, do we say that anymore? Is that one of those things we don't say, like retarded?
I think you can say hair lip.
Is that the same thing as a cleft palate?
I don't. We're going in circles. You've already asked us. None of us know. I don't know.
What is that thing that Joaquin Phoenix has?
Forget it.
Don't recognize for 1 minute and 15 seconds.
Mr. Speaker, I've served here 26 years.
Marty Frank.
8 years before that, I was in the state legislature, and before that, I studied legislatures.
My mouth is
they
full of mush.
They are a subject of fascination to me because I believe deeply in democracy. I have never seen democracy so degraded in a purportedly legitimate institution as by this bill today. It is solely intended to allow members of your party, Mr. Speaker, pretend to be for an increase in the minimum wage to get them safely passed an action. There are plenty of ways, if they were really for increasing the minimum wage, they could join and give us a majority to do it. But you are allowing them to be dishonest. This proposal that links the estate tax at minimum wage,
and here's
in a building
only the bottom of his mouth moves.
No, and here and yeah, that is like a badly made marionette. I was going to say like a poorly animated Hanna-Barbera character. And when Barney Frank gets really excited, when he gets really agitated and talks, I always picture his lips blowing, his lips just sort of fluttering outward like sheets on a clothesline during a stiff breeze. Okay, I don't even know what we're talking about now. It's 503-733-2970. We'll come back with Jim Roop, and we'll just continue with the news today, because it is a news-heavy day. Today is news-heavy. All right, we'll talk more to the two, plus the top five, and Rachel McGrath from CNN, plus your phone call. Stay there, so we can get into the radio program.